Hi and welcome. I'm Lisa Thomas, founder of Beyond Cellular Healings. This is a recording from one of our live healing meditations. Within this healing meditation, you will experience a releasing of both inherited emotions and emotions that the subconscious trap during your lifetime, allowing a sense of freedom from the past, the ability to live in the present, and to have an increased confidence that your future holds wonderful opportunities. Welcome, welcome to our healing meditation on success and clearing inherited blocks to success. I'm grateful you are here with me. Success is taking a boring life to a great life. It's taking a great life to an exceptional life. You can experience success in all areas of life, even mega success. These blocks of inherited blocks to success represent inherited beliefs and feelings from our ancestors. We inherited many good qualities from our lineage, but we also inherited old feelings and experiences that are not on our own. And they get passed down through the cell memory from generation to generation. A common negative block to success is scarcity. And our ancestors living in the Depression era, not so long ago, would have easily experienced the scarcity of money, the scarcity of employment. Now, our experience of scarcity may not be the exact same way our ancestors lived in it, but the feeling of scarcity will show up in one way or another. Maybe for you, it's the scarcity of time to create success, the scarcity of self-belief that you are worthy of success, or the scarcity of purpose in your life. I want success for you. Today's healing meditation is divided into three parts. In part one, I will take you through a grounding exercise that will help you balance your body's energy system and will prepare you to receive the full benefit of this healing meditation. In part two, I will guide you through a powerful visualization that will empower your subconscious to release blocks inherited to success. In part three, I will walk you through a process to release patterns of holding on to the past. I will be asking your subconscious mind questions. Consciously, some of these questions will not be applicable to your life, but your subconscious will release what I find to allow you to experience an increase of success in your life. In parts one and two, I suggest you stay present and alert. In part three, you can go into a more relaxed state and even fall asleep. Accessing 100% spirit, accessing 100% soul, connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, and future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes. Beautiful. Either sitting with your feet on the ground or laying down, you now feel supported. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs to capacity. Hold and release. With your eyes closed, look up above you, the space 300 feet above you. This is your higher self space. This is source energy. Reaching up with your right arm straight above your head, open and close your hand. Now, as you pull your right arm back down to your side, imagine you are pulling heaven's gold energy, like a fresh shimmery mist coming down through the top of your head. It awakens the soul as spirit touches spirit. Imagine the shimmery mist of heaven's energy coming into your physical eyes, into your sinuses, down through your throat, and into your lungs. Breathing in deeply, hold, and as you exhale, release all of the day's burden energy. There you go. As you take your next breath, continue breathing into your heart space. Feelings of love and calmness. And release. Continuing to bring shimmering gold energy down into your small intestines, into your large. Feelings having heaven's energy into your belly. Now, allowing it to travel down your legs, into the bottom of your feet. As you imagine and feel your physical body becoming strong like a tree, feel your feet in the dirt, and imagine strong roots, just like a tree, extending deep, deeper into Mother Earth's nourishing energy. Either in your mind's eye or bending at the waist, reaching down with your hands, open and close them. Imagine now, as you begin to sit up, that you are pulling in and up Mother Earth's nourishing life energy into the bottom of your feet. Continuing to bring this life force up into your body like a warm blanket. And as you do so, Earth's energy is now combining with heaven's energy, establishing balance, and has prepared your body for healing. Bringing combined healing energy back up through your legs, into your hips. Bring your attention back to your breath as you breathe deeply into your belly. A little more. There you go. Extending your belly with the breath and releasing. Letting go of all tension and any anxiety. Bringing healing energy up into your heart space, into your lungs, up into your throat, into your eyes. Continuing to bring this beautiful shimmering gold mist up into your brain, connecting the conscious and the subconscious mind, allowing any unconscious blocks to your success to release. Continuing straight up through the top of your head into your higher self portal space. And continuing with your eyes closed, you have a deep desire within you to allow your body to relax even more, deeply more relaxed, and the sounds around you will only allow you to go deeper relaxed as you hear the sound of my voice. I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and with each number, you will become more deeply relaxed. At the count of 1, you will be standing in a tree grove of beautiful aspen trees. 3. You are becoming more deeply relaxed. 2. That's right, just as I told you. Any sounds around you and the sound of my voice will help you relax much, much more. 1. You are standing in the middle of beautiful aspen trees. Pause as you take in the beauty of these tall, strong, confident aspen trees. Feel the inner peace within you as you experience the slight breeze on your face. The joy as you notice the fall-colored leaves of golden hues waving freely, individually, along with the breeze. This place feels familiar. It is. Your ancestors have once lived here long, long ago. They want you to look upon the individual aspens. They are similar in appearance and yet different. Some aspens have grown to 50 or 60 feet in height, with a large canopy of oval, tipped-edged leaves spanning about 30 feet, while other aspen trees are still in their early growth stages. The most common similarity is the color of their leaves. The golden, darker red hues representing the season of life they are in. It is fall, and it is time for their leaves to release, to allow them to experience an expansion and new growth in their life. You hear your ancestors through the whispering of the leaves. Your ancestors know you. They understand why you are the way you are. They understand how you are made up, how you feel, and they have no negative judgment and only desire for you to release what isn't yours, to let go, just like the aspen trees are letting go of their leaves. They want you to say out loud, "Let go." Say, "Let go." Now, extend both arms out to your side at 90 degrees. Take a deep breath in, and while you release, say, "Let go." Okay. Bring in your arms back down to your sides. Your ancestors are very eager for you to know how grateful they are to you. Because as we continue to release inherited patterns, traumas, emotions, they will also release from them. All of your lineage is in the same season of releasing. And they are ever so grateful for you. And they only desire for you to have the ultimate success that you are put on this earth to experience. And they want to release all patterns they may have passed down unknowingly so that you can experience success. Gazing off to your right, you notice this beautiful bench among the aspens. And you head towards it as it is so inviting. And as you sit in the bench, you know that you are ready to begin to go even deeper in the releasing process of inherited blocks to your success. Be still and allow it to let go. What needs to be released to clear the false belief and inherited block that you can never garner world-class success and financial independence as a performer? It's a feeling of being powerless. And it makes sense, especially if you had a controlling parent. Yes, especially when you are overly controlled as a child. It takes away our freedom to expand. And it would take the way your freedom to expand in your performing. And performing is all about expanding, isn't it? In fact, success is all about expanding. So think right now in your life where you feel powerless in moving forward. We go releasing inherited powerless from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the feeling of being powerless to others. Releasing powerless as a block to your success as a financially abundant performer. Releasing the feeling that everyone else has control over your happiness and success. Releasing the feeling that you have no control. Releasing disbelief and untrusting of others. Releasing from the conscious and the subconscious mind the false belief that you are not worthy of world-class success as a performer. You are. Destoring, releasing the story, destoring the belief that you will never receive world-class recognition because of not feeling the power of being able to control it. Releasing powerless from all quadrants of your life, from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian, on all levels and dimensions across all of your life, past, present, and future, releasing inherited powerless from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body. There you go, replacing this to own your power. You are supported to feel supported and to feel worthy to accept world-class recognition. You are worthy of this. You are worthy to have your gift of performing recognized by the world. Replacing this with belief in yourself and belief in others and belief that you are supported. You feel supported and you accept support. Say this out loud. I am 100% worthy of world-class success. And you are. What needs to be released to stop the inherited pattern of hibernating to avoid success in health, fitness, and life? It's isolation, and that's similar to hibernate, I think. Isolation. Releasing inherited patterns of isolating yourself to avoid success. Actually, on a deeper level, you are avoiding commitment. Yes, I feel commitment in a relationship. But this is specifically is avoiding commitment to yourself. Releasing the pattern of avoiding your health, fitness, and personal life through isolation and patterns of avoiding. Releasing inherited isolation, where you are staying out of the game of life, consciously and unconsciously, where you stay separated from others and detached from yourself. Releasing the inherited block to having health and fitness. Yeah, releasing the inherited block of having success in health and fitness because of keeping yourself isolated from within. Releasing the disconnect from your heart, mind, body, and soul. Releasing isolated from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing it from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing isolated presently in your life as it no longer serves your highest good to isolate yourself from yourself. Releasing old inherited patterns of isolation because of a deep fear of being let down. There you go. Releasing let down and the pattern of letting yourself down on all levels and dimensions, past, present, and future. Releasing the false belief that it's all or nothing. And I'm picking this up because if you're not taking care of your health or you're not exercising, it's because you are somehow believing it's going to become all consuming. It won't. So releasing the false belief that it's all or nothing. It's not. Replacing this with self-discipline and the experience of success in health, fitness, and life. Replacing this to set healthy boundaries with yourself. Replacing this to feel worthy of success, empowered in your commitment to yourself, and the feeling of being on purpose in your life. Say this: I am empowered to live in my magnificence and embrace a successful life. What's blocking your success because of the inherited stories you remember hearing about money, not growing on trees, and the belief that you have to work super hard to have any money or anything you want in life? This is inherited scarcity. It covers several things, I'm feeling, like the scarcity of time and money and love, especially in the past, the scarcity of opportunities to change this. But that's shifting, isn't it? And the scarcity to even believe in positive possibilities to last. Let's release this. Releasing inherited scarcity from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of the physical body. Releasing the scarcity of time to make more money. Releasing the scarcity of love in your life. Releasing the inherited scarcity of belief in yourself and the inherited scarcity of change. These scarcities have shown up in the lineage as mental, physical, and spiritual. Interesting. Releasing scarcity from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing the scarcity across all lifetime generationally and across all dimensions, past, present, and future. Releasing the false belief that life has to be hard. Releasing the false belief that it is difficult to make money or be successful. it is not. It will not be for you. Replacing this with the belief that you are worthy to have peace with money and accepting yourself. Replacing this to own your worth. Replacing this to continue to follow your intuition. Trust yourself and know that you always have time on your side. Replacing this to allow work, money goals, and love to flow with ease in your life. Say this: I am 100% worthy of being successful in my personal, spiritual, and business life. What is the hidden, inherited block to success that would prevent or complicate you from reaching your desired level of income or business success from happening now and continuing in the future? This would be taken for granted, and this is a feeling of not being appreciated or seen for all that you have to offer. Now, this is has been passed down through the lineage, and possibly for you, it would show up as a trigger for you if you sense that people are treating you with indifference, say. So releasing inherited patterns that have been passed down in the lineage of being taken for granted for all that you do in your business and personal life, all that you do for others, releasing the block to success in all quadrants of your life, releasing taken for granted and any feelings of being ignored in the past. Doesn't feel good to be ignored. Clearing past feelings of being ignored, unappreciated, or even the sadness feeling of not being given thanks. Releasing inherited feelings of being taken for granted from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, from the conscious and the unconscious mind, across all levels, dimensions, and parallel lifetimes, past, present, and future. Releasing taken for granted from the liver and the bladder specifically. Just releasing taken for granted as an identity from the past. Burden energy around this from the liver and the bladder, wherever it's preventing deep REM sleep, wherever it's preventing you from having the energy and the vitality for life. There we go. Releasing the resonance. Wherever it's still ringing like a bell in a tower, the bell stopped. Now we're going to clear the ringing from the past and the present and the future, releasing this, taken for granted, wherever it is preventing or complicating you from the past or the present, from reaching your desired level of income and business success from happening now. There we go. And continuing into the future. Replacing this with appreciated energy. High vibration energy that attracts opportunities to use your gifts and your talents to bring the joy and the success into other people's lives is your divine right. Replacing this to get paid for your talents, if it is so your desire. Replacing this to live in your magnificence, whole, abundant, and safe to experience continued success now and in the future. Say this: my business success is here to stay, and my financial abundance continues to grow exponentially. That was a cool one. All right. Is the inherited patterns of worrying about success and the feeling of anxiety that is so prevalent in your body blocking your ability to close sales opportunities because of the fear of asking for payment? Well, the answer is yes, it is. Worry and anxiety are blocking you. So let's release these. Releasing inherited patterns of worrying as an identity. This isn't yours. This is your lineage. It's their belief system. So releasing the burden energy that is attached to worrying about little and big problems, about yourself and others, wherever you are attaching and worrying about what others might be thinking or perceiving, real or imagined problems, releasing these. Releasing the pattern of worrying about what you don't need to, worrying about the judgment of others, releasing the pattern of worrying because of the fear of being pushy when you ask for the payment, and the worrying of being rejected. Let it go. Yes, releasing inherited worrying from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body as an identity to who you are. No more. Releasing inherited feelings of anxiety from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing inherited anxiety on all levels, across all dimensions, releasing the inherited anxiety and the uneasiness of unknown. Releasing anxiety around the uneasiness of the unknown. The anxiety of projected rejection. Releasing the false belief that anxiety and worry are needed to protect you. They are not. Releasing the inherited blocks of worrying and anxiety vibrations that are blocking your continued success right now. Releasing them. There we go. Replacing this with abundance, an abundance of wonderful clients that see their life in wonderful ways, working through you and your program. Replacing this with the wonderful knowledge that your lineage has faith, confidence, and trust in you. You were born to succeed. Replacing this to feel confident, safe, and secure in your success. Confident, safe, and secure in closing your sales offers because you know and trust that there is divine timing in everything. Say this: I am calm and confident from the inside out as I own my worth and turn sales opportunities into raving clients. What's the inherited block to experiencing complete health success? This is fear. This four-letter word, fear, that's creating so much internal turmoil within you. This is inherited fear of making a mistake, of bad things happening if you're not perfect. And what comes to my mind is possibly a great-great-grandmother that's preparing a cake to bake. She's making it from scratch, of course, because there is no box with directions to add 2 eggs. There are lots of ingredients. She must do it perfectly. Not only would it taste bad if she forgets something, but you see, everybody would know she did it wrong. That's the issue. So releasing the fear of being known as making mistakes, releasing the fear of judgment because of your mistakes from others. Mm-hmm. Releasing the inherited fear from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing fear on a deep cellular level that is blocking your healthy success. There is even a fear of being totally healthy. Because you see, then what? If you have absolutely nothing to focus on health-wise, right? Then what? So just releasing the fear of success around your health because of the fear of the unknown. Releasing fear of success in other quadrants of your life because of the fear of the unknown. Releasing fear from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing fear as inflammation in the body. Fear is inflammation in the stomach specifically. Mm-hmm. Releasing fear as the aches and pains that are presented in the body. As body talk through body pain is no longer allowed. Releasing this pattern of body pain. There we go. Releasing the fear of not being perfect with your food. Releasing the fear of weight gain and the fear of regressing into the past issues. You're not going to. Releasing the inherited health issues as blocks to personal success in other areas of your life. Releasing the fixation on your health. Yes, I said that. Releasing the fixation on your health. Releasing the pattern of over-controlling everything to be safe, your health. Releasing the over-perfectionism that's blocking inner peace, confidence, and self-acceptance to experience an expansion of success in your health. Replacing this to experience complete health success. You are worthy of a healthy body. You are worthy of health success. Replacing this to be in flow with your heart, mind, body, and soul. To allow healing to occur from your soul, to that your soul might expand, to heal you from within. Replacing this with faith and confidence in yourself, in your body, and replacing this that the dews of heaven will distill upon your soul, that you might feel your inner light, allowing this positive change as you experience success in your health. Say this: I am experiencing complete success in my health, whether I believe it or not. You see, I added that whether I believe it or not because this block, whether it's health, anything, has been there so long that you don't know what it's going to be like without it. So I experience complete success in my health, whether I believe it or not. And you can add that to anything, any affirmation that you're not quite trusting of. Okay? What needs to be released to clear the pattern of stopping your success because of overwhelm, procrastination, and a lack of trust in yourself? Well, this is an interesting word. It's dispirited. Dispirited. It's inherited. Has to be with a word like that, right? Releasing the inherited block to success because of being dispirited. Releasing dispirited from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing dispirited within the overwhelm vibration, within procrastination, and dispirited where you lack trust in yourself. Releasing the pattern of losing your nerve, right? Your confidence to try new things. Releasing the pattern and habit of making up reasons as to why you cannot have success. Oh, I'm sure they're valid. But they also come from a source of being dispirited. Dispirited, where it causes you to feel low in energy. Avoiding to attempt anything new. Releasing procrastination of little things that move you forward in life. Releasing dispirited from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, meridian as a block to your success. past, present, and future, releasing overwhelm from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, there we go, releasing a lack of trust from your heart. And it's also in your gut. And you see, our gut is a brain, our heart is a brain, and then we have our brain. And they all three need to be on board in this trust category. So releasing distrust from your stomach and your gut brain, releasing distrust as a success block across all dimensions, parallel dimensions, across all time and space, past, present, and future, with the love and intention of the universe, releasing inherited, dispirited. Replacing this with empowered, spirited energy. Beautiful. Replacing this to own your power, to be fearless in the unknown. Replacing this to accept lasting positive change physically, spiritually. Freedom from the past and the ability to let go. And the ability to focus, to be disciplined. With an abundant energy vibration to attract success and to feel successful. You see, we must feel successful, that high vibration that will attract more success into our life. So say this: I am peaceful and calm from the inside out. I am self-confident because I know and trust success is for me. And it is. What's the inherited emotion that's keeping you stuck in life, business, and interpersonal relationships that's blocking success in you even waking up happy? Or it's blocking success as contentment with your life? This would be an inherited feeling of being unappreciated. So that would definitely cause you to wake up unhappy. Releasing inherited patterns of being in relationships that are unappreciative in your personal life. Unappreciated even in business and career, past or present. Releasing this feeling of being undervalued and taken for granted. Releasing a feeling of being used or not accepted for who you are. Releasing the pattern of holding yourself back because of a feeling of being unappreciated. Releasing this as your story, kind of like why bother at this point. Releasing, de-storing why bother within current relationships, blocks to success, and why bother that is blocking all quadrants of your life in some aspect. Releasing why bother because of past feelings of being unappreciated. Releasing the attachments to the past around feelings of being unappreciated, not being valued, not being given thanks for the things, the kindness that you have offered, not being noticed when you are going out of your way. Clearing this pain energy from the physical as well as burden energy to the soul. Replacing this with an abundance of appreciation. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are worthy of more appreciation for the little and big things you do. You are worthy to give recognition to yourself. Replacing this with inner confidence, self-trust, and a personal belief that you are worthy and already possess everything you need to be successful in personal relationships and in attracting a continual flow of success in your business. Say this: my value and worth comes from within. I am no longer attached to the opinions and judgments of others. What needs to be released to stop the inherited block of success because of lack of organization and the inability to stay on top of daily responsibilities due to anxiety and the lack of confidence. This is an inherited pattern of being unsupported. Yes, you inherited it, but I guarantee you felt and experienced this unsupported even as a child. Even now, you're feeling not fully supported in your life. So releasing inherited unsupported from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing unsupported emotionally, physically, spiritually. Releasing unsupported turned inward, where you are not supporting yourself through organization. Releasing the pattern of being disorganized as an excuse for not fulfilling responsibilities that you've agreed to do. Releasing the self-sabotage through disorganization. Releasing anxiety and low self-esteem from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian as inherited blocks to your success. Releasing the pattern of taking on more to do than physical time allows. Releasing the pattern of agreeing to take on more to do than physical time allows. Replacing this with support. To attract only supportive people into your life and with the ability to support yourself through organization and honoring your time, staying on top of your committed responsibilities. I did not say accomplish everything on your to-do list, did I? But rather, replacing this to accomplish the highest priority responsibilities. Replacing this to set healthy boundaries within accepting responsibility. And the discipline to allow the abundance mentality to increase and raise your vibration across all levels and dimensions currently in your life. Say this: I am fully supported in my business, personal, and spiritual life. Because of having many talents, it is often difficult to focus on one. So, what's the inherited block that's preventing you from finding and fulfilling your life purpose and reaching your full potential? Indecisiveness. Totally makes sense, right? Releasing inherited patterns of being indecisive about what talent to focus on for your life purpose. Releasing the block to living a successful, purposeful life because of indecisiveness and the pattern of second-guessing yourself. Releasing the fear of choosing the wrong path. Releasing the fear of making a mistake. Releasing inherited indecisiveness from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body. Releasing it from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, meridian. Releasing wishy-washy vibration. Releasing the inherited pattern of living in the past and judging yourself harshly for past mistakes and missed opportunities. Let go. Releasing indecisiveness because of the difficulty to choose a talent to focus on. Releasing indecisiveness as a block that's preventing you from finding and fulfilling your life purpose and reaching your full potential. Releasing the block to owning your talents and releasing the false belief that you can't change your mind, in a sense. I just have to insert something. When you pick something to focus on, it doesn't mean you're giving up on the rest. So I'm going to release that as a false belief. Releasing the false belief that if you pick one talent to work on, you must, you know, give up hope on the others. That is not true. What happens? So replacing this with the knowledge to know that when you own a gift and a talent, it allows all the other ones to manifest within that purpose, your life purpose. So I'm releasing the false belief on one hand that you have to pick one, because they all will manifest. You just have to pick one to focus on for your life purpose. Make sense? So replacing this with ease in making decisions, little and big decisions, they will now come easier for you. Replacing this to expand and trust, you are brave, you are inspired, and you are worthy to experience your full potential successfully. You are fearless, you are a go-getter, and you trust and know it is in your divine right to live your life with purpose. It is in your divine right to pick something, and then to allow the opportunities and the positive experiences to bring in other ways to use your other gifts and talents. It is in your divine right to choose and to move forward. Say this: I am letting go of the past. I am embracing imperfection. I am free to be successful. Very good. What is trapped within the cell's memory that is blocking your physical body from feeling an abundance of health, fitness, and preventing an overall vitality for life? There are two things coming up. First is victim, and then the other is scarcity. And this is how I'm feeling it. It is the inherited scarcity of feeling healthy mentally, physically, and even spiritually for some ancestors. Maybe not for you, but for some it did. And then the victim to bad things happening, like, and victim to poor health, victim to loneliness that's dropping life vitality. So first, releasing inherited scarcity of health, inherited scarcity of energy and vitality, releasing the scarcity of love, time, and money. This is old stuff. Releasing inherited scarcity from your cell memory, releasing it from the DNA, going back all generations of time back to the originator, releasing it from you, releasing scarcity from your lineage on both sides of the veil, releasing the victim energy to experiencing poor health, poor food choices, releasing victim to, bad things happening. It's a burden energy that you may or may not have experienced, but I'm clearing it. Releasing victim to the sensitivity of your body. So you have a very sensitive body. So releasing victim to the sensitive body. Releasing victim as a block to your health success, fitness success, and an inherited block to your vitality for life. Replacing this with vitality for life, success in health, and positive changes to life to last. It is in your divine right to experience life in a strong, healthy body. Replacing this for you and everyone in your lineage to have a zest for life, a zest for purpose, and a zest to embrace lasting change. You are courageous. You are healthy. You are healing. Say this every day, in every way: my body is getting stronger and stronger, whether I believe it or not. Due to inherited trauma, what needs to be released to allow higher cellular vibration to reset your thermostat for success? Disheartened. Great, right? Disheartened would definitely drop the vibration. Releasing inherited disheartened from the DNA tissues, fibers, and tapestry of your physical body, releasing disheartened where it is blocking your success, where it is dropping your cellular vibration and keeping your thermostat low, releasing disheartened as a feeling of discouragement, releasing feelings of disapproval from others, releasing disappointment that success has not happened yet, releasing unfulfilled, releasing feelings of being let down. Releasing disheartened, where your expectations have not been met. Releasing unsupported in life. Releasing a feeling of being a victim to family and friends' energy. Releasing the pattern of taking in everyone else's energy into your life, into your body. It's lowering your energy vibration, that's why. Releasing disheartened from your heart, physical, and heart chakra. Releasing disheartened from your mind, body, and soul, past, present, and future, from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing from the cellular memory, the block to higher cellular vibration, where it is blocking your thermostat for success. Replacing this to reset the thermostat to a high vibration of success, expansion and awareness to allow wonderful opportunities into your life. Replacing this with the confidence that success is your birthright. And what I feel with that is maybe your family lineage was not successful. Your birthright, you were born to be successful. So clearing burden energy from you that is not yours from the lineage. You are no longer attached to the patterns of the past. You are thicker skinned against the negative opinions and judgments of others. You are self-accepting. Your value and worth come from within, and you are no longer dependent on others' belief in you for your worth. You are trusting, fearlessly connected to live life full of joy and raising this thermostat success to an experience an abundance mojo energy. That's how I feel it. An abundance of mojo energy in all quadrants of your life. Resetting your thermostat for success, raising the cellular vibration to love and higher, commanding your soul down into your body 100%, connecting your heart, mind, body, and soul. Replacing this, that your soul might expand into all of your cells, raising your vibration and allowing your gift of intuition to come easily as you trust yourself. Say this: I am no longer hiding. My light behind disheartened energy. I am no longer hiding. My light behind disheartened energy. Feel the power in that. All right. Bringing your awareness back to your breath, you are completely integrating the new awarenesses and insights that have been made in this session. Your body is completely accepting and fully receiving all the healing and positive shifts that have been made. You are allowing success to flow. You are whole, you are balanced, and you are ready to allow more joy, happiness, and success into your life. You are complete.
Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. This healing meditation is very powerful. Do not listen too often. The body needs time to balance and process. Please allow 48 hours in between listening. If you would like to know more, please visit me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.